Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Amazing
way. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Girl, I'm bad, bad, bad.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. Welcome aboard if you just tuned in. You're going to be glad you stayed with us because we've got our good friend Bill Connerly back on the show with us, folks. Bill is an outstanding economist. He's the author of Bizonomics, which is one of my favorite books, and he is a guy who's really got his finger on the pulse about what's going on out there. I admire the approach that he takes to the marketplace, and he's here to talk to us about a little bit of that. Bill, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Always a pleasure to talk to you.
It's good to have you back. You're pretty bullish on where we're going, aren't you, Bill?
Well, you know, we're definitely in a recession, and I think the recovery from the recession is going to be slower than normal. But I guess I'm bullish in that I'm not a terrible pessimist. I don't think that the world is coming to an end, and that there's so much doom and gloom out there that I think we just get over caught up in that.
Well, the president has used the word depression a couple of times lately.
Yeah, this is nothing.
You know, he could talk about realities without using that word, I think. Don't you think?
Well, you know, I guess every now and then, one of the things that I think has caused us to be in this funk is the sense of panic that has been used to sell policy. Oh, if we don't do this,
right.
And they don't really know what the policy is going to do or if we need it, but they say if we don't do it, we're going to be in a depression, and that doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
You think that's been oversold?
Yeah. You know, definitely things are bad, and there's no doubt about that, and I'm not going to deny it. And I'm not saying that we're going to pop out of this into a normal recovery. It's going to be a slower than typical economic recovery. But, you know, when I go around, I speak to a lot of business groups, and when I say that there's going to be a recovery, people are stunned. And, you know, it's like, well, gee, we've recovered from every other recession we've been in.
Right.
Why wouldn't we recover from this one? They've just read so much doom and gloom in the press that they think it can't be different. We had 2 weeks of snow here in Portland, Oregon, and we never get snow in Portland. 2 weeks of snow, and I couldn't believe that we'd ever see 80 degrees. But you know, come July, it's going to be 80 degrees. You can't believe it.
The sun will come out tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly.
So, see, you got me singing, Bill. That's not good. That's a bad sign. But you're exactly right. You know, I love to tell the story about a former client of mine who was in the oil reclamation business. He would take sludge, horrible toxic sludge, and turn it into a useful product and waste that you could get rid of. And there were four elements to his process: chemicals, which separated the stuff, heat, which helped to separate it, and centrifugation, using centrifuges to help separate it. But none of that worked, Bill, unless he added the fourth ingredient, and that is time. Don't we need to let time do its work? And this is one of the things I worry about with our government, is they seem to want everything right now, like most Americans do. And aren't we going to have to, you know, the president has said this himself. We didn't get into this overnight. We're not going to get out of this overnight. But doesn't he need to drink his own Kool-Aid?
Yeah, I think he does. And we're beginning the third month of President Obama's administration. I mean, who would expect that he could turn the whole economy around in 2 months? And he said on The Tonight Show last week, hey, it's going to take some time, and that's a sensible attitude. And I think that we ought to just say, hey, it's going to take some time. We've done the right thing. The Federal Reserve has put a lot of stimulus into the system. Consumer attitudes are going to rebound, and then we're going to have a recovery, no doubt about it. Let's just stop focusing on the economy and the newspaper headlines and get back to other important issues, you know, like steroids in baseball and that kind of stuff.
Exactly. Well, that's exactly right. And the more, so folks, you know, Bill, I think you and I agree that the more we see policies that try to compress time to try to give us a better result for things that we'll get ultimately if we just leave it alone, we need to resist those policies, don't we?
Yeah, and I'm not a big person to jump up and down and say policy is lousy. It's certainly not what I would do. But, you know, this is such a great country that we can survive some bad policy.
Pathological optimism, nothing less than I would expect from our good friend Bill Connolly, and he and I will be right back after these messages. 22. We're going to talk about, Bill's got some ideas about what he thinks things are going to look like on the other side of what we're in right now. And we're going to be to share that with us right after this break. Stay with us.
Standing on the mountain looking down on the city, the way he ought to be is a doggone pity.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance, because it's chock full of good stuff to help you with the business that you're planning, the business that you want, the business that you've just started, the business that you're growing. Maybe even the business that you're selling, you're divesting yourself of. We've got something there for you. You can listen to, you can read, you can find a Brain Trust member that will help you if you need more than what we have there. We got thousands and thousands of pieces of information, anywhere from 5 seconds to 15 minutes that will help you. You can read and listen. Don't forget to check out my blog, check out my newsletter. You can also, my knowledge base, AskJim.biz, is all right there at the homepage. And, of course, don't forget, if you get a chance, if you're on Twitter, if you want to follow me, I'm at Jim Blassingame, twitter.com/Jim Blassingame, all one word. Check that out when you get a chance. Bill Connolly is our guest, and he is the author of Bizonomics. Bill, you were telling us about, by the way, Bill's an economist, folks, and he makes his living advising people on these things. You have some ideas about what you think things are going to look like on the other side of whatever this thing is we're in right now. What do you think?
Yeah, well, I think that we're going to hit bottom sometime in the next few months. My model says, oh, maybe it's the second quarter, maybe it's the third quarter, but spring or summer, we hit bottom, and then the recovery is slower than a typical recovery from a recession, but in a year's time, it starts feeling normal. We've regained enough lost ground that people say, okay, yeah, we're out of it. But
I don't want to parse words with you, Bill, but I think the word normal probably, why don't we just say regular? I think normal is a little presumptuous, Bill.
Well, you're right, because everything is always a little bit different.
Yeah, let's call it regular. Okay, go ahead. Now, I'm just teasing. Go ahead.
Right. But it won't feel like it's in a recession a year from now.
Right.
And when an economist says we're in recession, what we mean technically is that the economy is going down. So if you fall into a 10-foot hole, when you're falling, the economist says you're in recession. But when you hit bottom and pick yourself up and take one step upward, the economist says, oh, that guy's no longer in recession. Mm-hmm. Well, the fact is he's 9 foot down a 10-foot hole.
Right.
But the economist says he's out of recession, but doesn't feel like he's out of recession.
Mm-hmm.
So that feeling like we're out of recession is going to wait for about a year.
So you're saying we may actually have some positive growth in maybe at least the fourth quarter, if not the third quarter, but it'll still feel like we're in recession. Because we still got 5 or 6 million people unemployed that weren't unemployed 2 years ago.
Yeah, we're going to have to dig out of this deep hole, but we'll start the digging process. We'll start moving forward probably in the third quarter and certainly by the fourth quarter.
Mm-hmm.
But what I find interesting is that the challenges a business leader faces, whether he's a corporate executive or a small business owner, those challenges are going to be different coming out than they were going in. And
right.
I think some folks are saying, well, once we get sales back up to where they had been, it'll be like before. before, but it's not going to be like before in a couple of ways.
Mm-hmm. Bill, I want you to see what you think about this and blend this into your thoughts as we go forward. I wrote a blog post. I've been thinking about this very thing a lot lately. And what I've been telling people is 2009 is not going to be like 2008 or 7. 2009 is not going to be like 2010. And I'm actually calling 2009 a transition year. Almost it will look back and call it a throwaway year. It won't really stand for anything much except for the transition. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I think that makes sense. I think that makes sense.
But in other words, usually you try to learn something in one year that will help you in the next year. I'm not sure that 2009 is based. It's partially based on what you're saying now. I believe it more than anything. That we're really going to have to look hard in the last half of 2009 to find meaning for how we'll do business in 2010.
Yeah, it's going to be very different. Right now, people are hunkering down. They're looking at the cash flow. They're just trying to survive. A few companies are well-positioned to try to expand and grow, but most companies are in the hunker-down mode. And they're thinking that, and I've been in, you know, sort of meetings with corporate management teams, and they think, well, gee, once we get sales back up, it's back to normal. But it's going to be different than the old normal. The new normal is going to be different than the old normal. Let me give you an example, Jim. Some of the companies I advise have cut back on their staffing. They've had to do some layoffs. Well, when it is time to get business cranking again, the folks they hire may not be the people they laid off. Those folks they laid mm-hmm. off may have gone to some other company, may have moved out of town.
May not need their skill sets.
Or we may need a different set of skill sets, which means that when employment goes up, unemployment comes down, we're going to have an employee training issue like we never had before.
Well, we had that after 9/11 and the recovery. If you remember, we had that jobless recovery back in 2002 and 2003.
That's right. This is going to be even stronger than that.
Wow.
In terms of when we do recover, businesses are going to be trying to hire, and they're going to have a bigger training problem than they had before.
So the last one that we had, I remember it well, the jobless recovery, I was pointing out that the problem we had was we had 20th century workers, but we had 21st century jobs. Are you saying that it's going to be like that again?
Yeah, there's going to be a good bit of that going on because the technological change is continuing even though mm-hmm. we're in a recession.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to also feel it in other areas such as sales and credit. Maybe we talk about that.
Hold on to that thought. We'll come right back to that. This is fascinating stuff, folks, and we only get it from our good buddy Bill Connolly. He'll be with me right after these messages, 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Here's Van Morrison to take us out.
To the sound of the breezes that blow. You know I'm trying to please to the calling of your heartstrings that play soft and low. You know, your love give me such a thrill, but your love don't pay my bills. I need
fun. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with our good friend Bill Connolly. That's Connerly, one N in Connolly. His book is called Bizonomics. I like that term. And Bill, give us your website. Tell us how we can find you.
Yeah, easiest way is to go to ConnerlyConsulting.com. Connerly spelled with one N, ConnerlyConsulting.com. Or just Google me. Even if you spell the name wrong, you'll end up on my webpage.
You'll find him. It's good stuff, folks, as you can tell. Are you on Twitter? Bill, you are, aren't you?
No, I'm like the last business guy not twittering, I guess.
You know, if I'm ahead of you on Twitter, you're in big trouble. I mean, I'm like a troglodyte with some of this social media in some ways, but you ought to check it out. I've decided to use it as the way I want to use it, which is to help people with their businesses, and so I came up with something called a Twitter promise. My Twitter promise is no clutter. So you'll never know on Twitter when I go to bed, when I'm going to dinner, who I'm going to meet with. It'll only be stuff that will help you.
Well, you know, I just had a real success with LinkedIn. Are you using LinkedIn?
Yes, I am. We should be linking to each other.
Yeah. Let me tell you a quick story. My sales rep makes a cold call on the phone to a person, and I take that person, I was snowed in, take that person's name search in LinkedIn, and LinkedIn tells me that this sales prospect and I have a common contact
with
a person who's a customer of mine.
Wow.
I didn't know it. So I call this customer of mine. I say, hey, do you know Sally in California? And he says, oh, yeah, I know her real well, and I know her boss even better. Do you want a referral?
Wow.
And
that's a great story.
How good is the sales prospect when you're getting a referral?
Well, that's golden. That goes from being copper to golden.
Absolutely, we're getting the business. So that
congratulations. Works. There's a good story for the. There's a good success, social media success story, folks. It can happen. It can work.
Yeah.
But you got to get up off your backside. You can't just post. You got to work it, don't you?
Yeah. You have to stick some names in there and search and see what comes up.
You know,
one of the themes I've been using in my discussions with the business leaders I consult with is that after the recession, things are going to be different. And the rise of social media is one area. But another one is consumers are different. I think consumers are going to get back. They're going to be selling. They're going to be buying cars again. But I think they're going to have a different attitude. They're going to be a little bit more value-oriented and a little bit less willing just to throw money away. And that means that even when we're out of the recession and it starts to feel like normal times, we're not going to be able to go back to the same way of selling that we sold in, say, 2005.
And the luxury marketplace is going to take – I think it's going to take a while to come back, don't you?
Yeah, I think so. And
that's not just a financial situation. That's a societal attitude, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it is. People are going to be spending. We've been cutting back on car sales so much. People are going to be replacing their cars.
Pent up demand.
I think the days when people threw caution to the wind in their spending, not going to be that much going on. So when you think about your business plans coming out of this, don't just think it'll be back to business as normal. It'll be back to business as different.
There's another element here, too, and I pointed this out in the blog that I posted on this issue, Bill, and that is the generational thing. This thing that we're in right now is having an impact on our Gen X and Gen Y kids, and it's imprinting them pretty hard, and their behavior in the future is going to be changed in a way that they did not anticipate 2 years ago.
Yeah, I've got a son who's got the world by the tail. He's tremendously talented in a hot field, and he's been nervous about what happens in terms of job prospects 2 years from now when he graduates from college. I was like, Tom, you're nervous? He's studying computer science at Carnegie Mellon. I mean, that's like a ticket for success.
Right, that's a ticket to ride.
but he's nervous because he knows there's outsourcing to India, and he's thinking today, what do I have to do to be at the top of the job market 2 years from now, which is pretty smart way to approach things.
Well, the way that I've been telling people to handle that, and I would tell your son, is it's okay to fall in love with what you do, but you can't fall in love with how you do it.
Ah, that's good. You know, the other thing I think is...
Quickly, 10 seconds.
Okay, don't fall in love with something that doesn't love you back.
That's exactly right. Yeah. I had a couple of good stories I could have told about that one, but I'll let that one go for another time. Hey, Bill, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Always good chatting with you, Jim.
The book is called Bizonomics. I recommend it. Bill Connerly with one N. He'll be back. I will be too, but it'll be tomorrow. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.